With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump defending his attorney general's handling of the Epstein files. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
The president's loyal MAGA supporters and key influencers are up in arms over the Justice Department's handling of the Epstein case. But Donald Trump says he's satisfied with Attorney General Pam Bondi.
The attorney general's handled that very well.
He also said he's in favor of transparency.
Whatever she thinks is credible, she should release.
At the same time, the president wants to move on. He claimed online that nobody cares about Epstein. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Well, both the current and previous British governments facing very sharp criticism over a secret program that resettled thousands of Afghans in the UK after the Taliban's return to power 4 years ago. A data leak in 2022 exposed personal details of some 19,000 Afghan applicants, putting many of them at risk. This is SRN News. To pass their massive recession bill, Republicans had to make some adjustments to ensure protection for tribal radio stations. Bob Agnew reports.
Senator Mike Rounds went head-to-head with GOP colleagues, demanding the rescission bill not cut funding for tribal radio stations in South Dakota. He wrote on X, "I will now vote to support President Trump's rescission package to claw back $9.4 billion in federal spending." Rounds went on to say tribal broadcast services in South Dakota provide potentially life-saving emergency alerts. He says the deal was made to secure the broadcast funding by redirecting funds that had previously been allocated to former President Biden's Green New Deal.
An American Idol music supervisor and her husband have been found murdered in their Los Angeles home. This is SRN News. European leaders speaking out for Christians throughout Syria.
An urgent resolution adopted by the European Parliament condemns the recent bombings of the Mar Elias Church outside Damascus and demands that the government do more to protect Christians and members of other minority faiths in the country. The resolution also calls on the Syrian authorities to make sure that the Mar Elias Church is rebuilt. Christians make up about 10% of the population in Syria and are the target of several Muslim terror groups. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A New York County clerk has again refused to file a more than $100,000 civil judgment from Texas against a doctor accused of prescribing abortion pills. Ulster County Clerk Taylor Brooks cites New York Shield Law, which protects abortion providers serving patients from other states. The Texas Attorney General's Office claims the filing is required under New York law. This is SRN News. In New Jersey, two people are dead in raging floodwaters after their vehicle was swept away. Correspondent Julie Walker.
Governor Phil Murphy.
Sadly, two losses of life in Plainfield in a vehicle that was swept away, and they sadly, the deceased were extracted.
He says water is especially deadly.
Water has killed more people in my time as governor than any other sort of weather.
Audio courtesy WABC.
And some roads in New Jersey and Pennsylvania remain closed. There were dozens of flight delays and cancellations at area airports, and now more rain is likely later in the day. The investigation continues in Fall River, Massachusetts. Nine people were killed, dozens hurt in that fire in the assisted living facility. Meanwhile, a number of residents who survived are speaking out now, saying that many and the staff members did not help them. More details at srnnews.com.